A short request to lame friends. I've always felt that life should be more than just a series of unfortunate mistakes based on stubborn, lazy ignorance, resulting in niggling little minor tragedies of what could have been begat from choices not made. I think life should be for the living. And by that, I'm not saying no to zombies. I just mean that those who actively search out knowledge and experience should get the limited supplies of life-saving drugs or the last bit of oxygen before those who don't. And when we're faced with a life-or-death situation and we are called upon to prove our worth, please spare me your lame-ass lone drug story that you tell every fucking time someone brings up their acid, mushroom, DMT, or whatever anecdote. Yes, of course, we all know you were totally high off that pot brownie that one time and you thought you were going to die and you almost fainted, and when you realized that you forgot it was your great aunt's birthday and you were all going to the Ponderosa to celebrate and you nearly lost your shit when you saw Regina Conkle there, but luckily she didn't recognize you and you were so paranoid that you just knew that everyone who worked there totally knew you were high, blah, 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 blah. I mean, seriously, I appreciate that you've been high and out of control before. Once, but you do realize that I've heard you trot out that same story at least 40 times, and that's just me. You seem to have only one story for each vice applicable. There's that drug story of yours, your drunk story when you went camping in senior year and drank so much hunch punch that you threw up while you were trying to make out with that girl from Spanish class and you passed out on a frog and killed it, and your friends had you convinced that you were supposed to go on a road trip to Vegas and it was your idea. And your crazy sex story about when you met that totally hot hippie girl in Vancouver who said she was a witch, the good kind, and was on her way to go to clown college the next day, and she dragged you into the walk-in cooler in the hotel kitchen, but then she wouldn't let you go down on her and then cried after you fucked her. Yes, heard it. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. I'm just asking you to be a little more judicious with your stories. At least, I don't know, mix up the range of emotions and excitement a little bit. Please don't always pause and look away from us at that one part in the story where you describe the feeling of complete and utter irrelevance with your place in this world as you stared through the train window leaving Barcelona and you thought about killing yourself and how you'd do it before you ultimately snapped out of it and made friends with the African woman sitting next to you and how you should really make an attempt to get in touch with her. That's all. Just please try not to do at least that. Thanks for your time and consideration. Me.